China will send its foreign minister to North Korea for the first time in 5 years. The two countries plan to discuss the next step toward solving the dispute over North Korea's nuclear programs. Chinese Foreign Minister Li Jiaxing will head to North Korea next Tuesday to discuss Pyongyang's nuclear weapons programs. Beijing has hosted two rounds of talks on the issue, involving China, the two Koreas, Russia, Japan, and the United States. The last round of talks ended last month in Beijing with no settlement, but the six nations agreed to create working-level groups to study particular issues. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Kong Chuan announced Mr. Li's visit on Thursday, but gave few details of what he would discuss in Pyongyang.
双方都很重视这次访问，也进行了认真的准备，所以我们相信。
Mr. Kong says the two sides attach great importance to the visit, and they expect to reach a good result. The United States says North Korea must completely, verifiably, and irreversibly eliminate its nuclear capabilities before Washington will consider Pyongyang's demands for a formal non-aggression pact and economic aid. North Korea has signed several international pledges that it would not develop nuclear weapons. However, 18 months ago, the United States said Pyongyang had admitted having a secret nuclear program, an allegation North Korea denies. South Korea and the United States plan to stage joint military exercises later this month. North Korea says the exercises are an example of a hostile U.S. policy and says it plans to strengthen what it calls its nuclear deterrent. Political turmoil in South Korea is complicating efforts to resolve the nuclear issue. On Thursday, South Korea's Constitutional Court began a lengthy legal review of last week's vote to impeach President Noh Moo-hyun. That vote prompted North Korea to cancel economic talks scheduled for Monday in Seoul, citing what it calls political instability in the South. South Korea rejects the North's accusation that the impeachment was orchestrated by the United States. Kurt Asian for VOA News, Hong Kong.